KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
What a busy week. And excuse me, I'm coughing on the air. Anyway, God-given talent is happening in May, the performances, but really want to bring this to your attention, because if you heard about this and you put off putting in your audition video, we want to let you know that audition video is due by today. So you want to get to that. If you're not aware of what's happening, God-given talent, they're in season 8. It's a free event to attend and to participate. It's happening, the auditions are happening online. You need to get your audition into the website at godgiventalentlive.com. But the event is a Christian talent showcase of students 5th grade through 12th grade, whether vocalists, musicians, Christian speakers, comedians, maybe a chorus or a praise team. You could do skits or drama. And actually new this year, out-of-state entries are permitted. If you know someone who wants to put in an audition, have them do their YouTube audition through godgiventalent.com. And then on May 8th, a free event for the whole family, 7 p.m., Hoffmantown Church, the top 10 finalists will perform. And we, you know, yesterday we replayed an interview with last year's winner, and so impressed at the young age. These kids, what they're able to do, so and all to the glory of God. So godgiventalentlive.com to find out more. Another event just 1 week away is The Gathering. It's happening at Calvary West Side. That's Thursday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. It's a sacred time for Native people to come together and worship, healing, and renewal through Christ. And if you want details about this free event, calvarynm.church, or we could just ask Stan. Stan's in studio with Lisa and Natasha, all of you part of the Indigenous Outreach at Calvary Church. Thank you all for taking the time to share with us today. How are you all?
Doing well. We're very excited about this.
You should be.
Yeah.
This is year two.
This is year two, exactly.
And hopefully we'll see. Now, and this is kind of bushwhacking, maybe even Clay, who oversees the ministry, and you, the Gathering of Nations that comes this time of year to Albuquerque, we're hearing this is the final year, and I don't even know if they know is it actually the final year in Albuquerque or anywhere. With that not happening, I know the Indigenous Outreach Calvary Church will continue to do great work, regardless of whether the Gathering of Nations is coming to Albuquerque or elsewhere. And I guess actually enough said on that, because some people are going to wonder, because this has been in the idea was last year when the Gathering of Nations came, what a great opportunity. Because for those not familiar, Stan, with the Gathering of Nations, explain to them, you know, who's coming from where and what the opportunity is like and what we saw happen last year.
Yeah, the Gathering of Nations powwow, which is Friday and Saturday, brings lots of Native people from all over the nation, even South America, to come together and come together as people. So the idea with the Indigenous Outreach is to strategically put our gathering, or the Christ gathering, on a Thursday night before the Gathering Nations powwow. So this is Christ-centric, and that's the way we did it last year. And since the idea is that the folks are coming in already, just provide an opportunity for prayer and worship and make it Christ-centric, because, you know, there are lots of people having a difficult time out there as we do ministry, as we go out into these communities.
Yeah, what was more of the experience that you had last year? And again, I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Any stories come to mind?
Oh yeah, when we go out to the community, it's one thing to gather.
Yeah.
Like this, it's really gathering of the being Christ-centric in worship,
yeah,
and great message and all that. Then at the same time, when you go out these communities, we see people just absolutely so thankful for the things that the this church is doing. For example, we did a back-to-school ministry back in Shiprock,
yeah,
and people are so excited that we're out there and so thankful that we're able to bring not only supplies and books to Native community, but they were so thankful. And for us, that, you know, with the Native people, when you give something, it starts a conversation.
Yeah.
And that conversation is so critical for us to love people and to let them know God loves them. And we see all the time that people are having hardship. And when we talk to them, say, we would love to pray for you. And sometimes they would say things like, for example, you know, my close relative had passed away just last week or something, and just timely divine appointments like that, that God's been moving in the community.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was gonna say, and I think back to the gathering last year, we had Chief Reynard Faber,
yeah,
as our speaker.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, that was kind of pretty cool to see him in regalia, full, uh-huh, regalia, on the stage.
For those that don't know, is it Hickory Apache
yes.
Chief?
Chief,
yeah. Yes.
Chief Reynard Faber from,
yeah,
Hickory Apache.
Yeah. And a great fisherman, by the way.
Yeah.
Fisher of men as well.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you asked what was one of the kind of an outstanding...
testimonial?
We had, I think what was a really encouraging time was our community circles at the after the gathering. We met, and we kind of didn't expect to see for a lot of people to stay for that, but we had over 50 women, mm-hmm, right, Natasha?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had discussions about what topics Christian women,
yeah,
deal with.
Yeah.
And it was really... It was very moving. We had a lot of requests for prayer, and it just happened so organically. And I think that was God, he moved, mm-hmm, on that. And then soon after that, we had baptisms, and we had 8 youth and young adults baptized
that,
right there on site.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess that's just the youth.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess with the gathering last year, it impacted many more lives than 8. But if a single life is changed and sent in the right direction into eternity, mm-hmm, the work is being done. And that is encouraging. How can the community that isn't necessarily going to be a part of the gathering, showing up at the gathering, be supportive of the work that's going on, not only at the gathering next week, Thursday night, Calvary Westside free event, details at calvarynm.church, and I believe it's on the Love NM page as well. But how can the community in general come alongside and be supportive of what's happening? Natasha?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that question. We are asking for a lot of prayer around this event. We know that we're going to be encountering the enemy. We know that we're going to be encountering different faiths, different beliefs. And ultimately, we are needing some prayer warriors that are out there that are willing to just soak up and pray over us and just fill that room with the altar and really feel feel and see the fire of pillar of God. That is the number one thing that we're asking for. We're praying for our team. We're praying for about 50 volunteers, and we're hoping to max out that room. The building is about 600 capacity, or a little bit more than that, and we're hoping to max it out. And with that comes with the enemy, and we understand that. And so we're just praying this last week for Ephesians 6 of the armor of God to be over our team, over our pastor, over our guest speaker, which is such an honor. We're having Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, come out and speak to the Indigenous community. He's been out in the Navajo Nation frequently, and in in the past. And so it's been so exciting to see that he's be able to be there. So we pray over him and the sermon that he's going to be able to give. And then if anybody would like to just continue on, please come in and help out. And we're definitely have a lot of plans for the future of this year. And we're super excited.
So we're recruiting for the Indigenous Outreach at Calvary Church. And listen, you may be part of another fellowship. This, you know, obviously we've talked about the connection between this outreach and Love NM, which is really designed to bring the body of Christ into ministry in our community, in whole, the body of Christ coming together. So yeah, if you're maybe you attend another church, maybe you're not attending a church, you love Jesus and you're looking for a church anywhere in there, you want to be part of this ministry, reach out. You can do that through calvarynm.church, or listen, you can call the front desk at Calvary Church at 505-344-0880. Ask for Clay Schroff, and they'll connect you. Or Stan, they can leave a message for you, I'm sure, too. But I know Clay is on campus much more often. You guys volunteer. You give your time for this. And I can't tell you how much that's appreciated. But I want to bring it back to you, Stan, because we really want to drive home this event next Thursday, and share as much as you'd like to about encouraging people to get to that. Who should consider coming? Which I'm. Let me guess. Your answer is like you want to be there, regardless of if you're native or not. Mm-hmm. What a great opportunity for the whole body of Christ to come together. And you've mentioned it several times, Christ-centered. Although this is an outreach to the indigenous people, the native people here in New Mexico, and really with the gathering and the gathering of nations powwow happening, you already said we're going to see people from really all over the Western Hemisphere.
Yes, and you know we're going to follow Calvary's mantra, which is you know, please invite everyone, but bring someone.
I love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really like that. So same thing applies here. Yes, it is a native focus. If you're interested in learning more about some of the complexities and challenges that native communities face, which we personally have experience with those, to come out and to be a part of this. So just invite as many as you can and be a part of that ministry.
Okay. What do you see between this time and this time next year as far as what's happening with the Indigenous outreach at Calvary Church?
Yeah, we already have a number of outreaches and events that are coming about that we're thinking in, and to further reach out to Native communities. There's many different opportunities to serve, to be a part of that. And God is changing lives while we're out there in the community. And it's one heart at a time. He's really on the move when you're out there loving people, loving God, and as we present the gospel to the individuals. And it's really, really changing lives. We're starting to see that manifest right before our eyes.
Okay, well, we got a short time, but I don't want to cut you off. Any final thoughts from any of you, whether it's Lisa, Natasha, Stan?
I think the other thing is that not only will you hear Will Graham, the grandson of Reverend Billy Graham, speak, but also our Calvary's worship team will be providing music to our praise and worship, which is always, we're always going to have a good time there.
Yeah, and if you haven't been to Calvary Westside, they did a great job on the build-out. It's a comfortable space, and part of what I really like about it, it's more wide than it is deep, mm-hmm. so everyone is kind of up closer to what's going on the stage, and it's more intimate. Mm-hmm. Natasha, any thoughts?
We're super excited for this coming up year. Little future is back to school events in July. We're doing a wood ministry where we go out to love on our native folks all throughout the winter. We'll be giving out toys to native kids. And then it's January.
Yeah.
We're super excited for this coming up year, and we're really excited to see all the beautiful faces at Westside.
All right. And let me say something about the wood ministry, because I think a lot of people do not even realize. And it's not just people, the native population in the Southwest. I've been all over the state, and there are a lot of people you wouldn't even, you know, it's like, you heat your home with wood? Yeah, and they're wood stoves. They're efficient, and they get the heat around. But the wood is needed, and there's people who can't go get their own wood. And what, I mean, what a great opportunity just with that outreach to be able to show the love of Christ, to show up and serve, and not to be asking for something from the people. They're just seeing someone, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Stan, it really begins a relationship, and there's an opportunity to build trust.
Exactly. And that's where it's really, God is using that, you know, it's demonstrating God's love. It's action. It's just not words or anything. We go out actually ministering to people. And a good ministry, for example, is a good example to demonstrate God's love. And we are receiving some really good reception with that.
All right. Well, Stan, Lisa, Natasha, so much appreciate, again, all you're doing, and looking forward to seeing what happens at the Gathering 2026. It's happening at Calvary West Side. That's Coors just north of Montaño on the west side. For those who remember, it's been a few years, but it's the old Hastings that used to be over there, just south of Keller's. It's a great opportunity to be part of what's happening. This free event coming up next Thursday at Calvary West Side. Stay with us. A lot of great content coming up in the next hour, or in the rest of the hour. And we'll get to it, more of it on the way. As a matter of fact, Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family after this on KLYT.